Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Buddy of mine wants to just cancel where he's going for Christmas because they have a strict rule at his sister-in-law's house, no TV for Christmas. 314-531-9898. Is this a big deal or is he being dramatic? So his sister-in-law is hosting Christmas. They're all going to go over there. He's talking to him and he's like, yeah, they just want to make it very clear that like, the NFL games that they're going to be on, the football on in the background, NBA usually is a big deal. We're not putting any TV on. There will be no distractions, no TV, and here's the other catch, no phones.
Mm.
That's going to be their rule when they're hosting Christmas, so there's no distractions. They want people to focus on family. No TV, no phones, nothing for Christmas. And he's like, I think this party sucks. So ask your people on your show if it's mean for me or I'm in the right to go to my wife saying this party sucks, I don't want to go. 314-531-9898. Thoughts on the no TV, no phones for Christmas? Let's just spend time as a family for one day only.
I don't give a crap about the no TV. I mean, I'm not watching football. I didn't even know NBA was in season.
But you could put a Christmas movie on in the background?
Right.
No, I don't need it.
Okay.
But phones, that's where it would dabble into the things that I would like. I don't love...
Social media.
Yep.
Right. I don't love the idea of like them being so like stark. Really, on this rule, I feel like it feels a little forced. Like, it might be a little more awkward because you know, like, okay, I'm not allowed to even, like, check the time versus if, like, you...
What's the difference with the weddings? I actually told them, I was like, I think you're being a little dramatic, bro. I don't hate it. It's one day. It's just you focus on your family. You soak in the moments. You sing songs together. You catch up. You have a drink. You let
forcefully,
the kids...
Forcefully, against your will.
That's how it is at weddings. People say, hey, no photos. We're getting a photographer. Put your phones away. This is our wedding. This is our big day. I was like, bro, he's like, I'm telling my wife, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you're being so dramatic. I kind of like it.
Do they have enough gifts? And I say, well, this is the thing. I'm like, hey, man, for the time, the Christmas morning, that's brilliant. I love that. You got time to spend. You know, as you open the gifts, you're all together as a family. There's no distraction. But as you move into the afternoon, into the evening,
you need a TV?
Yeah, you do. I mean, we were at my sister-in-law's for Thanksgiving, and for some reason, they don't get local networks. We didn't get to watch football during Thanksgiving.
And it sucked?
It was just weird. It just felt really different. You have to kind of acclimate yourself to that. It was okay, but it wasn't like it used to be. Not that it's the be-it-all, end-all, but to have the option... You kind of want that TV. I mean, just put on a Christmas special
Sit
or something.
Sit here and have fun.
Yeah.
You think it's forced fun?
Yes. Like,
yeah.
I think sometimes when you force a family...
Singing songs?
I think sometimes when you force a family to do stuff, at first they meet it with apprehension, and then all of a sudden they're like, this is nice.
No.
We put our phones away. We soaked in the moment. We watched our kids play with their toys. We weren't on our phones and being distracted. We saw the looks on their faces instead of looking through a lens. How do you feel about this idea? No phones, no TV, no distractions, just family on Christmas. 314-531-9898. Hate it? Love it? Think it's rude? Is it their house, their rules, so you got to abide by it? Or is it your phone? Don't tell me what to do with my phone. My buddy wants to cancel Christmas. He's like, I'm not going to my sister-in-law's house. This party sucks. I was catching up with one of my friends, and he is like, you could talk about this on the show. Ask your listeners, and they would go to this lame-ass party for Christmas. His sister-in-law is hosting Christmas, so he's going to go with his wife. And he's like, this is what the rule is for the house. This is what they're telling everyone. Do you no phones, no TVs, no distractions, one day only where it's about family, it's about Christmas, it's about the kids and their toys and us catching up together. And he said, this sounds like hell. This is purgatory, guys. 314-531-9898. What do you think you would say to your family member if they had this idea? Would you love it or hate it?
People are pretty split on this. Alexis just texted in. A different person texted and said, sorry, but the no phone thing is weird. Sounds like a hostage situation. You need to meet me in the middle. It's your house, so we won't turn on your TV. I can respect that, but you cannot take away the phone that I am paying for. If I want to be on it, I'll be on it. Probably not the entire time, but putting restriction on it is just going to make people want to use it even more.
Guys, I don't understand this concept, though. Everyone is so comfortable with the wedding photo thing. Like, oh, you got to put your phones in a bucket. So many. It's like,
okay, that's part of society now. A long time. A whole holiday?
A whole day?
No, well, there's the same difference. How long are you spending? If you go to your sister-in-law's house, you're spending the same amount of time, most likely, than you would for a wedding. You would do the same thing as a reception or anything like that. It's like two, 3 hours, 4 hours tops. You can't have your phone for 4 hours. That is totally acceptable by society.
Every time I've ever gone to a wedding, I don't take pictures like while they're doing their like thing in the church or whatever. I don't want a picture of the bride walking down the aisle. But like at the reception when I'm eating dinner, it's like willy-nilly.
No, people have that too. Like, they have a photographer.
Well, I wouldn't go
there.
To that wedding either.
Okay. Well, fair. Like, I just want to make sure we're being consistent because everyone's totally acceptable with the no phones at weddings. Totally standard. And the other thing is social media too. We had this conversation. I was upset when people say, you can't tell me what to post on my social media. And everyone said, yes, you can. If they're having a party and they don't want to post it on social, that's a standard. But all of a sudden for Christmas, we want one day for family and everyone's acting like it's the end of the world?
Well, what if the gift is a phone?
That's pretty funny.
You know?
It is a common gift a lot of kids want.
Chrissy texted in and said, spend time with family for one day.
Yeah.
If the TV's on, it'll be some Christmas movie. Phones are not a huge deal either. When I'm at a family holiday, usually I'm not on the phone anyway. So she's saying, like, it doesn't matter, like, about the rule. Like, just spend time with your family.
Yeah, one day only. You don't need to do this. I think the rule's not even a big deal.
Lots of people are saying, like, slow down. Just turn your phone off. It's the holidays. Christmas means a lot more than being on your phone.
Valen, your family actually does this. You have a no-phone policy at your family Christmas?
Yes, I do. It's not just Christmas, it's every holiday.
Whoa.
Wow.
Okay, so no one takes out their phone, no use of the phone, and how are your holidays?
Well, they usually don't let us do it for like the first hour, hour and a half, the whole family is together. But then after we've like all opened presents and eaten, they're like, okay, anyone under the age of 40, y'all can go play on your phones, watch movies.
Yeah. I love it. It's like Adult Swim at the pool.
Yeah. Or like you guys can go back to your addiction now. Like right. You can go back to your phone now. That's what everyone's like, oh my God, I've been fiending. I needed this. Casey, how do you feel about the no TV, no phone rule on my buddy's Christmas at his sister-in-law's? Would you go to something like that?
I said it really depends on what the family members are like, because some people, like, have no personality and they suck to be around, but other people are a riot and they're a lot of fun.
Yeah. You need the entertainment.
That's right.
Like, check out your sister-in-law. Are you cool or not? Like,
you're right.
You guys going to be funny? All right. Then I'll leave my phone at the table, but, like, if you guys suck, I'm going to go get my phone, okay? Like,
I mean, I think that's pretty fair.
Yeah.
Please entertain me. It's like, literally, are you not entertained? No, I'm not, so go get my phone.